Esther. We are going to have a great day today. We are hearing about the end times. Boy, we are going to get you thinking today, because you are going to see something that absolutely shows you that the Bible is true. You know that there are many things in the Bible that we can just see on the top. But then you dig down deeper and you can see a lot of marvelous things. One of those things you are going to see today. We are looking at Iran. Jesus said, "Watch the nations." Iran has such a long Bible history and a prophetic future. So now Iran became a part of the great Persian Empire. In fact, Shushan, the palace that was the capital of the Persian Empire, is in the book of Esther, chapter 1 verse 1. 1. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus which reigned, from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces. 2. That in those days, when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace. 3. In the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces, being before him. 4. When he shewed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days. So for 6 months he's throwing a big feast in the capital. From all over the Persian Empire the princes of the provinces have come up to the castle. The Persian king made a feast that lasted 6 months, and at the end of it he had a small feast that lasted 7 days. They drank out of gold vessels and all kinds of things. At the end of that feast he ordered his wife Vashti to come forward and show her beauty. They were all drunk and she refused to go before them. Thus, he ordered her banished and sent her out of the kingdom, resulting in no more queen. Now he was going to look for a new queen throughout all the vast Persian Empire. Seeking to find the most beautiful woman, he found a young maiden whose Persian name was Hadassah. Her Hebrew name was Dasar. She had been brought up by her uncle Mordecai, and she became the queen of Persia. She was a beautiful woman. God wanted to use her. He needed a woman, and he needed her to be beautiful. So he equipped her. So in one of the most fascinating accounts in the Bible is the saving of Israel, God used this little Hebrew girl. There was a man named Haman, and he was the Hitler of the day. He stood in prominence in the empire. He was right next to the king. He was a descendant of Haggai. Do you remember Saul, who God told to kill all of the Hagrites, and he did not kill the king? There would have never have been a Haman if Saul had obeyed God. So Haman rolled through the streets and he asked that everybody bow to him. He was such a proud man. One man who sat in the king's gate was Mordecai the Jew, and he would not bow to somebody else. Haman was furious. He asked who that man was and why he would not bow. They told him that it was Mordecai, and that he was a Jew. So Haman said that I will destroy all the Jews. He offered to pay for it out of his own pocket. Through that vast Persian Empire he wanted to kill every Jew. He got carried away when he thought more highly of himself than he ought. Mordecai learned of this plot, and he urged Esther to go before the king. Now at the time she was living in the king's harem for the women. She said, "No. The king has not summoned me for 30 days. If you went before the king unsummoned, it meant death unless the king held out the golden scepter." So she was reluctant to go, and everybody knows the statement of Mordecai. Esther chapter 4 verse 13. Mordecai was acting as a go-between between the house of the women and himself. 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house, more than all the Jews." 14. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who know it whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? We all think about that in our own lives. That is a favorite quote. Esther, who knows, maybe you were in that place for such a time as this, and she was. We all think that about ourselves. I believe, and I want to think that you believe that we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this, to do God's will. Now I am going to read to you Esther 5:1. It says this differently in the King James. In the King James it says that Esther put on her royal apparel. Her, and apparel, are in italics. That means it is not there. So the King James itself says that Esther put on royal. But look at how the Jews who speak Hebrew translate that. This is in the Arch Scrolls. Esther 5:1. Now it came to pass on the third day of the fast and of Passover, Esther donned royal and stood in the inner court of the king's palace facing the king's house while the king was sitting on his throne in the throne room. Now here is what the Talmud says, now this is one of those comments that you are going to get at the bottom of the scriptures. The word royalty refers not to clothing but to spiritual royalty. Esther put on the Holy Spirit. She was clothed with the Holy Prophetic Spirit. So Esther donned the Holy Spirit. She put on the Holy Spirit and she went before the king. Of course he stretched out his scepter to her, and she was able to go in. Now remember, Haman has a plan to kill all the Jews. He passed lots, the King James says, to come up with the date to do this on. You know he is superstitious and you got to get the right date. Those lots, the word for them is pur, P-U-R. So, plural is going to be Purim, P-U-R-I-M. So he cast lots, called Purim to come up with the day to kill all the Jews in all the land. He was so full of hate for Mordecai that he built a big gallows to hang him on. Now Esther learns of the plot, Mordecai learns of the plot, and God gives Esther a plot. She plans a big feast and she invites Haman. It is so interesting. You will enjoy going into the book of Esther and reading how she tricked him, and how he ended up. He had plotted against the king really. Now he ended up revealed, and on the exact day that he had picked out that he was going to hang Mordecai and kill every Jew in the land. He had people out there throughout that vast Persian Empire to kill every Jew on this certain day. He picked it because it was an auspicious day. On that day, guess what happened? They got killed and they got hanged because it was revealed to the king all their skullduggery. Now, let us look at chapter 9 of Esther 9:1. Now in the 12th month, that is, the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. So, the Jews in verse 5, smote all of their enemies, the king gave them the right to do so. So all of those who were going to kill the Jews, you get the right to kill them. This is in the 5th verse of the 9th chapter of Esther. Esther 9:5. Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter, and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. Now it tells how many they killed. Now listen and tentatively. 6 And in Shushan the palace the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. And they are going to list some names here. The names that they are listing you are going to see in verse 10 are the 10 sons of Haman, and so it lists them. 7 And Parshandatha, and Dalphon, and Aspita. 8 And Poratha, and Adaliah, and Aridatha. 9 And Parmashta, and Arisaiah, and Aridae, and Vahijatha. 10 The 10 sons of Haman the son of Hamdatha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they, but on the spoil laid they not their hand. 11 On that day the number of those that were slain in Shushan the palace was brought before the king. So they killed the 10 sons of Haman and they named them one by one, and they go to the king and they say this is who died. Then the king goes to Esther and the king says to Esther. 12 And the king said unto Esther the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. Did you get that? He said, and here is who they've killed. They've killed 500 men right here in the palace and they've killed the 10 sons of Haman. 12b. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Here he is saying all throughout all the provinces it's no telling how many they have killed. 12c. Now what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee, or what is thy request further? And it shall be done. Now get this in your mind. The king goes to his beautiful wife, Esther, and he says they have killed 500 in the palace here. They have hung the 10 sons of Haman. There is no telling how many they have killed out there in the provinces. Now what is your further requests? Just tell me and I will do it. Now look at what Esther's further request is. 13 Then said Esther, If it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according unto this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. Now he told her the 10 sons of Haman have been killed, now what more do you want? Then she said, Let the Jews do tomorrow what we have done today. And that the 10 sons of Haman be hanged. Well, they have already been hanged. What further do you want? Hang them in the future. You see here, this is my green Bible. This is just the Tanakh of the Hebrew Bible, and I am going to show you a picture of one page out of that Bible. Now when the Jews, the scribes, they really do not go so much by the printed Bible, although they do print their Bibles. What they really go by is those Torah scrolls that they keep at the front and the prophets that they keep up in the area at the front. Those are done by scribes, and those scribes have to carefully write down each Hebrew letter from an older copy. Every one of those Hebrew letters are a number. They come to the end of a line, they have a title and they have to put that number and see that it mathematically matches. When God gave them the responsibility of keeping His word, they kept it. Those scribes are very watchful. They have to do it exactly like it is done in the copy. Now here is a page out of the green Bible here. This green Bible has it exactly like the Hebrews did it. As you see here, I want to tell you something about Hebrew letters. Hebrew letters are square and they take up a certain space on the line. Look here for instance. You can see here these all take about the same space. Each one of those are an individual letter. Yet they take about the same space on the line. These are the list of Haman's 10 sons that were hanged. These are their names. Over here on what you see on the left side it says and then it gives their names. Now, those scribes that had been doing this for years and years, and they had to copy it exactly the right way, and Hebrew letters have to take up the right space on the page. There were some little letters. Some little letters that were not as large as the other letters. They had to write them down with their pen. They had to make them littler. For instance, here at the top there is a scene. It looks like a tooth. That is in fact what it means, tooth. So you see that letter here at the top, on the top row. But then we went down that row and we circle for you and put a red arrow, a little scene. That little sheen is not as big as the other one. There are some other letters that are smaller. And we circle them for you. Scribes ever since the time of Esther, they have had to make those little letters littler. They did not know why. Down here there is a little sheen, little I. They do not know what this means until it happens. So then, you have all heard of the Bible code, Eliyahu Ribs is his name, Dr. Eliyahu Ribs. I have this article that I got years and years ago, Voice Behind the Word. It tells how the computer is used to trace Bible's divine source. Now you know that through repetition, certain letters, counting certain letters, it has shown some secrets. Here is a secret. They finally found out what these letters mean. Actually, they found that out some time ago. She said, I want the 10 sons of Haman, in the future, to be killed. You have heard of after World War II the Nuremberg trials. In the Nuremberg trials there were 11 Nazi criminals that were to be executed. But one of them took a cyanide tablet and killed himself. So 10 are left. When those 10 that are left are hanged, it was October 16, 1946. These little letters in the Hebrew dating system, they spell out October 1946. Of course it is not going to be October, is going to be whatever their name of the month is. So year after year she said let those be killed in the future, and right there where their names are in the Bible, just exactly like this, it gives the date in these little letters, when the 10 sons of Haman are going to be hanged in the future. It was 1946 of October that they were hanged after the Nuremberg trials. So those 10 are considered to be the 10 sons of Haman in the time of Hitler, and the very dates. Another strange thing that happened. When one of them goes to the gallows, his name is Julius Streicher, he shouted out Purim. Purim is the day that years ago Haman was going to kill all of the Jews, but the Jews ended up killing Haman. Then the king said to Esther, "What do you want in the future?" Then Esther said that the 10 sons of Haman will be killed as they were today. In 1946 those 10 sons of Haman were killed, and the date was spelled out in the original Hebrew of the Bible. Even he thought that he was associated with Purim. That just tells you that the Bible is absolutely true. It has a divine source of the Lord. It is really something to know. The Bible in all of its depths, right on its surface are great truths, and we will find out lots more of these in the future. Esther had the exact date in the future, and she knew to ask for it. Remember, she put on the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit told her, when she asked him what more do you want, she asked for the 10 sons of Haman to be killed in the future. God, who sits on the hope of eternity, and looks down all the spokes of time, he knew when those 10 sons were going to be hanged, and he put the date right in the Bible here for men to see. The Bible is the divine source. It is the Word of God. Holy men of old wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So we are going to look in the upcoming days at Iran's future. And we are going to look at how Iran came in there, and what the book of Ezekiel says will happen as a result of all of that. So praise the Lord. You want to be with us as we look at those things. That little Jewish queen with the Holy Ghost on her, got the whole nation saved. And now Purim, every year they have a holiday in Israel. It is in February, and it is called Purim, and it was the day that Haman had decided to kill all of the Jews. In the Bible it tells us that if you knew this, you celebrate this day every year. So every February, the Jews celebrate, they dress as Queen Esther, some of the kids will dress even like Haman, and they read the whole book of Esther. And every time Haman's name is mentioned, the kids say boo, boo, and make bad sounds. God delivered them then, and he will deliver them even after the Holocaust, and he will deliver them in the future. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.